Hello, this is 3D Up Close and Personal.
I'm David.
I'm Danielle.
And I'm Daryl. 3D Up Close and Personal. Today, episode 13, we are talking about arguments.
We argue and fuss every night and day, trying to find peace, but we'll twist and sway. You want your way, you're stubborn and fly, but I stand my ground, can't let it slide.
Here's today's letter.
Dear Up Close and Personal, my boyfriend and I fuss and fight regularly, and it's all verbal, but words can hurt. He wants to have his way all the time. If I get my way, it's because I agree with him on a situation. I love him, but I believe he has become more selfish in the time we've been together. I try to keep the peace, but I'm depriving myself for his happiness. I think we need counseling so we can have an outside person tell him what I've been telling him for the last 2 years. I don't think he'll ever change. I try to stay in Jesse Jackson mode, keeping hope alive. If I decide to leave him, at least he knows I had enough. Truly yours, the woman that tries too hard.
Oh, wow. Did you hear what she said? She wants to try to keep it in Jesse Jackson mode. Keep hope alive!
Keep hope alive.
And I can understand that, you know. I mean, especially when you love somebody. Sometimes, you know, they may irritate you, but you still love them. On this argument, sometimes arguments are because of money.
Babe, I love you. I still need money.
That's one situation. Like, for instance, okay, just say a man's a provider. Oh, they have joint credit cards together. She did a little extra shopping. She bought some stuff. And she did an Amazon shopping spree.
Crying ain't gonna fix the credit cards you maxed out. Crying ain't gonna make the problem go away.
She spent up some money. Basically, he was just saving that particular card for, like, emergencies. Because, you know, a lot of Americans these days, they don't have money set aside for even up to a $400 emergency. Now,
where's the money? I hid in the pillowcase. It's an emergency.
She then went shopping and thinking everything's all good. And he's hot. They're going back and forth. What do people argue over?
Well, on the topic of money, it looks like what I have here is that four reasons why couples would argue about money would be a different experience with money. And money matters were discussed in previous relationships, different communication styles, how people talk about money or choose not to talk about money, secret spending.
Shh, don't tell nobody.
Not communicating on where that money is going or how it's being allocated. Differing values about money. You know, some people may look at money and its importance differently than others. Also, what can you do if your spouse argue about money is to talk about the finances, take the steps to make a plan that you can work together on a budget.
You know, sometimes I'm thinking the argument is about, okay, the person that makes the most money may be upset at the person that makes less money but spends more.
Yeah, that's right. I'm your wife. I deserve to live well.
What about you, David?
It's usually the person that makes less money is the one that's spending more. That's a recipe for disaster right there.
Especially if the person that makes less really doesn't have good money management skills.
Yes. And then that allows that person, the lesser earner, will charge the greater earner with a crime of, hey, all you care about is money.
Money, not the key to all problems, but it will solve a few.
What about this relationship? Because there's other merits and values in this relationship other than the money.
Hey, you don't have any clothes on.
I'm showing you some of the values in this relationship.
It's crazy.
Basically, it's all communication. There might be some selfishness there.
Maybe self-preservation.
They're not looking at it from another person's viewpoint.
From the other perspective, I'm making less money. A prospective partner of mine, that woman looked at me like, okay, you're less valuable as a human being.
Because of your low finance, I don't look at you like a strong man.
That is how humans, we do each other like that sometimes. That's the perspective that we get sometimes.
I cook good meals, wash your clothes, and clean the household.
That's why I say all of those are the values in there. You could be making less money than somebody in a relationship with and still get harmony out of the relationship if you're bringing value of some kind to that relationship.
If they're sharing credit cards, you got some kind of value. Or there's a level of trust. Saying this, hey, you know what? I'm giving you this credit card, so if you need to get some stuff.
You gave me the card, now I can't use it and have to ask you. Like a child?
Yes.
You can't say that, bro. You want to sleep on the couch?
No. That wouldn't be so not fair. Another thing would cause arguments, schedules. It says that somebody might be busy, like a physician.
Dr. Valentino.
That's linked to a hospital. He's got a practice.
There are female doctors out here, and they are good.
You tell them, girl.
And they have a practice, but they're linked to the hospital, too. They just don't have a practice, and at the end of the day, they go home and they can live their life. They on call at the hospital, too, because they chasing that paper. Or a police officer, he's like a captain or lieutenant. They have done the shift, but they get a call because suddenly on this case. And scheduling can be room for argument.
Yes, I agree.
I've seen a relationship where a guy was in community service.
I'm a member of the Red Cross, Habitat for Humanity, the Urban League, Big Brothers and Sisters, plus the United Way.
And he would go to meetings a lot, and the woman was upset.
Wait a minute, another meeting? When are you going to keep your butt at home and spend some time with me?
Yeah, what about us?
Yeah, what about us?
What about us?
I know you out here trying to save the world, but charity starts at home, honey.
Yeah,
exactly right.
Making a schedule work is important. One would think it's obvious is there's not much of a relationship if you're not seeing that person, making a time to schedule dates or time to talk or time to even watch TV together, whatever it is, you schedule everything else in your life. That was important to include your relationship in that scheduling.
I think what happens is when somebody's maybe out there chasing the paper, it can be some other stuff though. I'll go from the guy point of view. This guy's out there that's still running around like they single. They be hanging out with the boys and they go into clubs and stuff like that, and they got family at home.
Yeah.
It could be somebody that's in the community service environment, or it could be career-oriented. Then again, it could be just somebody who likes to play a lot. The point is, they may be taking their significant other for granted, and that's not really good.
You can only do that for so long. Otherwise, they're going to end up like me. One day, I came home from a hard day's work. Me and my house was totally cleaned out. It looked spotless. The kids was gone. The furniture was gone. There wasn't nothing left but the dog and a bowl of dog food and a dish full of water. And the dog was looking up at me like, man, we got left.
Okay, I'm going to Google right now. What does it mean to take someone for granted? To value something or someone too lightly? To fail to properly notice or appreciate someone that should be valued. I'm going to tell you a story. It was a guy, he bought this woman a Persian cat, really fluffy. Now, if anybody's seen The Voice, early years, R&B singer named CeeLo Green, and he had a furry white Persian cat. Guy bought the woman a cat like that. She said, teach the cat how to talk. So he said he tried. It didn't work out. As time went on, the relationship got bad. One day he came home and the house was empty. He was devastated, but the cat was still there. And the cat brushed up on his leg and said, "Kakao!" The cat finally talked.
What did the cat say?
"Kakao!
Oh, Jesus. I can relate. I can definitely relate.
Your dog had been talking like Scooby-Doo. He said, "Where everybody at?" "I don't know."
Exactly. I'm telling you, I know I can relate.
Yeah, the next thing that can cause arguments, too, are children. Children are pit mom and dad against each other for their personal gain. They may be small, they may be young, but yet still manipulative.
Oh, yeah, they're smart.
I saw an article about what couples with children argue about. It's not necessarily as directed towards the children, but they're saying that women, although have assumed more of a breadwinner role, men still have been slower to take on larger shares of homemaker duties. Again, it goes back to the money, I guess, as far as women may resent men who don't make as much, especially if they're not putting in their share around the house. I think that's fun for anybody to go to work all day and then come home and have to clean.
Yeah, baby, what you gonna cook for dinner tonight?
You've been home all day smoking cigarettes and drinking soda, and you asking me, what am I gonna cook?
I've been watching TV too, babe. I learned something today on Discovery. But anyway, sometimes I think with mixed marriages like this, when stepchildren are involved,
it may cause arguments because of the discipline or lack of it.
A woman might say,
"If you come between me and my kids, it's over."
Or, "Don't discipline my kids."
They are my kids. I love them and I love you. You got a problem with them. Come see me. I'll straighten them out.
Now, she took away the man's thunder, didn't she say?
"Give me a kiss."
It could be an argument that way. Or the kid might lie.
They wouldn't lie, or would they?
You talk to your mother about this. Yeah, you're the kid's son. The kid that lied, the mother, the wife, girlfriend, it's all on you about you doing something for the kid. And I guess it was a communication gap in this situation. Sometimes it's the children because they're not putting enough time in with the kid, and mom needs a break.
Bubble bath, take me away.
Arguments over being jealous.
It's definitely lots of reasons why people can get jealous in relationships. There could be triggers. There could be past instances of your relationships that resurface. Like I said, trauma healing is not linear. That can resurface in new relationships.
Like bringing baggage to the new relationship.
What's in the suitcase? It's so heavy.
All my emotions and insecurities from previous relationships.
This man is loyal. You got this bag that you bring in from the last few relationships where you had men that weren't loyal.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes them oversized bag.
Yeah.
Or sometimes your woman having too many male friends. That's another big one.
Or maybe an argument, you home and you guys haven't seen each other all day and they playing with the phone. I think maybe say, can we have a time, it's a phone down moment where we can enjoy each other's company?
That's a good idea.
Sometimes it's like, for instance, a person may be family oriented and they don't mind having a family over.
I love family Sunday dinners.
Me too. Once a year.
Too regular.
So regular that they start moving in. That's when it really becomes a problem.
Or they just come over for meal.
That's almost the same effect right there.
Well, at least you got 8 hours before they come back. And then sometimes it's jealousy over careers.
Sometimes people in a relationship, they need to learn to root for each other.
Yeah! Lies will cause arguments.
Except white lies, they're not too bad. Or light lies.
Just because the lie is white doesn't make you right.
Oh my God.
Lies can lead to lack of trust. People say no trust, no relationship. Having one's way. That's a major reason why arguments arise. Having one's way.
If you let me have my way, life will be easier for you.
3 times 7, that means they grow, but they still have that selfish mold as a spoiled brat. Dealing with humans, you see flaws. That's just the way it is. The story's been written.
And speaking of selfishness or having one's way, which I really think that all boils down to selfishness, I got a list of 20 signs that you're being selfish in your relationship.
Hey, you know what, Danielle? We've been waiting on this all night. We got to hear it.
Tell us. Tell us something.
Number one.
If you're rigid in your thinking.
Number two.
If you're consistently unable to consider their viewpoint.
Number three.
You shut your partner off when they have an opinion that's different from yours.
Number four.
Not assuming the responsibility for being in the wrong.
Number five.
Insisting that you both do what you want to do.
Number six.
A lack of acceptance for your partner's individuality.
Number seven.
Your needs and wants come before your partner's.
Number eight.
Being a control freak.
Number nine.
Expecting your partner to be there for you, but you are rarely there for them.
That control freak thing, I heard a guy say it.
Somebody's got to be in charge. I guess that's going to be me.
Yeah, that was his viewpoint of it. I don't know how it's a difficult other felt about it.
Oh, my God. I don't know how far he got with that one.
Another reason this adds up to the lies is the lack of trust or the arguments. Because that person may think that, hey, you out there doing whatever. Even if it's just mismanaging money.
Honey, we going shopping.
I hope she got some money. My wallet, ATM is closed today.
Next thing you know, they think they go overspend. I mean, it could be a lot of stuff. You know, another reason for arguments is misunderstanding, communication gap. Danielle, have you ever had anything where it was an argument started from a misunderstanding on your part?
Not one I can recall right off the top of my head, but I'm sure there's many instances in relationships or just life in general having a misunderstanding, and I think that all just boils down to miscommunication or not taking the time to collect your thoughts and just speaking out of impulse can definitely lead to some misunderstandings.
Yeah. David, what about you on a misunderstanding? You had an argument or a blowout where somebody just was thinking one way and they were totally wrong. They let you have the riot act.
It happens to the best of us. Misunderstandings, miscommunication. It can turn the whole situation around. If the two people would have just taken more time and talked everything out, you can avoid a whole conflict.
I had a case of misunderstanding And the point was, I didn't make that phone call. If they expect you home at a certain time, we're judged by patterns of behavior, believe it or not.
Ye, without sin, cast the first stone.
You do something out of the norm.
Why didn't you call, babe? You got a phone in your pocket?
My battery died.
Don't you have the plug and charger in your car? Or you could have borrowed somebody's phone to call me. I was worried about you. Don't I mean enough to let me know that you're okay? It's dangerous out there.
You can see how they could just get out of hand just because the guy didn't call. Or maybe even a woman. Because a man could be like, you know, it's dangerous out there for a woman.
People want to hold each other accountable.
And that's okay. Where is the limit?
Maybe that would be a grace period.
You're usually home at 5:30 by 6 o'clock. I may start worrying.
No, baby, give me 6:30. They got a tool sale at Home Depot. I want to go look.
Can't you shop online?
No, this is the clearance aisle.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, but enough of that. We talked about arguments, and that's all we got for the day. And this is 3D Up Close and Personal.
I'm David.
I'm Danielle.
And I'm Daryl. And thanks for listening. 3D Up Close and Personal.
3D Up Close and Personal, the relationship podcast.
Would like to thank you for listening.
They are on 18 different platforms, 13 episodes you can listen to anytime.
And people have tuned in from 9 different countries. Plus, a 4.5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
3D Up Close and Personal is produced by
Parks Media Group.
And additional music from Lord Astro 2025, all rights reserved.
Like and subscribe and share.